You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern and Cohen or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern and Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell.
Coach Nurse, welcome into our podcast setup.
Amazing.
Thank you for being
here
today.
Studio looks awesome here.
Thank you so much. We built it from scratch in the last 24 hours, so hopefully it's here to stay.
Very cool.
Let's start here. Coach, what's the best part of your job?
Best part?
Best part of your job.
Love the competition. I think going out there every night to compete, to try to win is what we live for, get up for, and that's why we do it.
What's your best memory or your fondest memory with the Sixers thus far?
Fondest memory with the Sixers so far. Wow.
A short amount of time, but there have already been memories made.
I should be able to think of something that's my fondest memory. I'm trying to think. There seems to be a post-game ball-giving thing that was really funny that had to do with... We only had one ball.
Something like that, or Tyrese's was really,
I don't know. A lot of those were pretty fun. Tyrese's first 50 was pretty cool.
Back to Maxey. Crowd asking for
no
more.
No way.
They had another 50. We didn't have to give him a ball for that one. Joel had the 70. That was pretty cool.
Chance at 70. Embiid.
You hit a memory for me. I believe we were in Orlando. I believe Ricky and Turk both played for the first time. Joel was to give a game ball to both of them, but perhaps only had one ball. Does that ring a bell?
That's right. That was okay. That's exactly what happened. I think we had two guys to score their first NBA points. Yeah. So
Big time. Those are cool moments, the game ball
moments. Pretty cool. There's got to be some cooler stuff than that, though, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I grew up with, like, Dr. J on my wall and stuff, and there was times, like, when it was...
Now you do podcasts with him on the wall as well. Yeah,
like, just like, sometimes thinking, man, coaching the Sixers. Like, you know, the first couple games, and you're going into the arena, and you're like, this is pretty cool, man.
It's really happening.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
You're hosting a hypothetical dinner tomorrow night.
Okay.
You can invite 4 guests.
Okay.
Dead or alive, people you've met, people you haven't met. Who's sitting at the table with you?
4 people?
4 people.
Dead or alive? Oh, man. These are always such trick questions. Let's see here. Well, you know I love Prince, and I never met him, so I'd invite Prince. He's obviously not with us. You know who else I've never met who had a huge impact on my life was Michael Jordan.
Cool.
Obviously, I grew up in that era. I was studying the Bulls as a young coach. I've never met him, so there's 2 I could think of. How about another really cool basketball person, but not in basketball? How about Jack Nicholson?
Okay, love.
Right? That's a pretty good crew so far, those 3.
Only get one more seat.
I only get one more seat. How about, like, let's get one. Let's talk about Michelle Obama.
Love. You needed a woman at the table.
Perfect, right?
I love that.
It's like awesome. I'm excited about that.
Great one to choose.
I'm excited about that dinner tomorrow.
So follow up question. What are you guys eating?
Well, I love pizza more than anything. I don't know if I could convince all of them to be.
That sounds like a heck of a pizza party.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Yeah. What's the best gift you've ever gotten someone?
Man, these are deep. Uh-huh. These are deep. The best gift I've ever gotten someone. Here's one pretty good one, I think. I had this, had this in my possession. I owned it. Fender cherry wood red white guitar, Muddy Waters.
Cool.
And I gave it to my 19, 20-year-old son now.
Wow.
For a housewarming gift, moving into his dorm, his first college dorm. Chased that up with an amp this Christmas, a really cool amp.
So I'm sure everybody else in the dorm is thrilled.
That's pretty good.
It's thrilled.
Yeah, he's good. He can play. He can
That's awesome. What's one thing that scares you?
Geez, not much.
That's a great answer.
Not much scares me. I'm not a big fan of like when I'm on a plane and it drops 5,000 feet in like 3 seconds. That scares me a little bit.
Speaking of planes and turbulence, what's something about the NBA life that would surprise an outsider?
How little we do out there on the road. It surprised me when I first got in. I was like, here, I finally made it to the NBA. I can't wait to like go out all these cities and do all this stuff. And then I realized that I had to like work like constantly and watch film constantly. And I was always like, from the moment I got up, I had watching film till like the moment I went to bed.
Well, so that was sort of a follow up. Yeah. What does an off day on the road look like? Because it's not sightseeing. It is a lot of, it's so much admin.
Every now and then you get to do something, right? Sure. Every now and then you'll get to catch a concert or something. Like, you know, I'd say the whole season goes by and you get to do like two or three things. Most of the time I don't leave the room much. I'm watching film, doing work, resting, or playing music.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
I was a 23-year-old head coach at Grandview University in Des Moines, Iowa. My high school coach said, patience. You're going to be a good coach. You aren't right now, but you're going to be a good coach someday. You're going to have patience.
It's great advice. Yep. Patience is a virtue.
Yep.
All right. Lack of patience in this one. This is the rapid fire round. Okay. No thinking, just answers.
Jeez.
Ready?
All right, good. I'm done. I'm done.
Your players
I've worn out. You used all my thinking power.
No. These are easy. Right. Favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
If you didn't coach basketball, you would coach?
Football or baseball.
What would a band headlined by lead singer Nick Nurse be called?
The Doors. No, I'm just kidding. Is that taken? Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Even I think so.
I don't have a name. I don't have a name for my band yet.
Okay, well, let's say you're a DJ.
I do have a name for my album, though.
Okay, what's
Time Keeps called? Moving and you either do shit or you don't.
That's
the name of my first album coming out.
I love it. Actor who would play you in a movie?
Adam Sandler. I'm just kidding. It's because I like Adam Sandler. Go ahead.
He famously played a coach recently as well.
So it was good, that too. Works.
It was good. Yeah. It was shot it here.
Yep.
Favorite place to visit?
One of my favorite places was Thailand. Beach vacation. Long, long time ago.
Place you wish to visit someday?
What can I give you for, like, where do I want to go next?
Like, imagine I push a magic button and the season pauses for a week and you're not allowed to do any prep or film or anything. And in an instant, you're somewhere else. Where are we? You've never been there before.
You know what? I used to have a lot more of these thoughts when I coached in Europe. There's always so many other places to go and a lot of cool beach places in Europe that have all been hit pretty good. I don't know. Give me some place that I haven't been yet. One of those islands down there.
Like in the Mediterranean somewhere?
Yeah.
Maybe get on a boat and just go island hop?
I've been to a lot of the islands down in you know, Bahamas and Jamaica and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think a little bit more over towards Spain and all that stuff.
Antarctica is really trendy right now. People are going to explore Antarctica.
No, thank you.
Okay, what about like... fine, so not Antarctica.
Give me an island. Give me
Have
an
you been
island
to the Seychelles?
Somewhere. There you go.
That sounds
Perfect.
Lovely.
The Seychelles.
What's your favorite color Sixers uniform?
My
Just
favorite.
Aesthetically, like which uniform do you like the best?
I like the bright blue ones.
You like the bright blue ones. Tyrese Maxey said the same thing.
Yeah.
He's the only other person that said the bright blue ones. The
bright blue ones.
What's your nickname? Do the other coaches call you anything that isn't Nick, Coach, or Nurse?
I don't think so. They would call me doctor for a while.
Ooh.
Yeah, but, you know, the doctor nurse thing, but not a whole lot of here. That was more in Toronto.
Okay, well, then we're going to stick with Coach Nurse. Coach Nurse, okay. Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.